Welcome to The Learning Link, CDRCP's professional learning podcast, where educators, parents, and community leaders explore innovative practices, inspiring stories, and the latest insights into child development and early learning. Our goal is to connect you with the knowledge and tools you need to make a lasting impact on the lives of children and their families.
Hello and welcome to CDRCP's very first professional learning podcast. My name is Bibi Hanif and I'm a professional learning specialist and the host of this week's podcast. Before we dive into our first guest, let me share what to expect from the podcast each week. Each week, we'll be diving into various topics about early years in Peel. Listeners can expect engaging conversations and interviews with special guests and members of the CDRCP team. We'll also talk about resources available at CDRCP and in the Peel region, plus we'll keep you updated on professional learning opportunities, upcoming sessions, and events. For more learning opportunities, please check out the professional learning page on our website and connect with us at CDRCP and all social media platforms. And if you're a fan of the show, do remember to like and comment your reflections on the podcast platform you're listening in on. To begin with our first podcast, I'm joined with a Community Information Resource Specialist of the InfoPeel team at CDRCP, Aubrey Aquino, who will provide some insight on the work she and her team does for the Peel community. All right, so to start things off, tell me a little bit about what InfoPeel is.
Hi, everybody. So to start things off, InfoPeel provides information and resources on childcare, early years, special needs, and community services within the Peel region. So that is the city of Brampton, Mississauga, and Caledon. Our team consists of highly trained community information resource specialists that take inquiries that come into our InfoPeel phone lines, chat, or while connecting with families and individuals in the community. InfoPeel is also the front door to service coordination in Peel and hosts Peel Respite Services.
Perfect. So if you can tell me a little bit about what your role on the team is and what your day-to-day work looks like.
So apart from being a community information resource specialist, our team also supports the other programs we offer. So that includes early years in childcare, special needs information Peel, kids pathways Peel, and Peel respite services. On a daily basis, I support families, individuals, and professionals through our phone lines, chat, and emails. As the facilitator for Special Needs Information Peel and Kids Pathways Peel, my day is also comprised of supporting families that self-refer or are referred to either SNP or KPP by providing them with resources based on their needs, which we discuss during what is called a consultation for SNP families and an intake for KPP families.
Okay, and if you can tell me a little bit more about the programs and services that you specifically focus on in your role.
For sure. So to explain the programs I facilitate further, Kids Pathways Peel is a network of community partners that provides service coordination for families of children up to the age of 18 with developmental disabilities. Again, in Brampton, Caledon, and Mississauga, we at CDRCP access the front door to service coordination for the region of Peel, where service coordination is very family-driven and goal-oriented service. How it works is family provides goals to CDRCP, we complete an intake call, and then we determine the level of supports needed. Now to talk about the other program I facilitate, which is Special Needs Information Peel. I specialize in providing services for children, youth, and adults seeking either special needs or mental health resources. So there's no eligibility requirement for this service. Anyone can contact InfoPeel and self-refer themselves. And then essentially here at InfoPeel, there is support for everybody. So if a family is not eligible for Kids Pathways Peel, we would then transfer them to our Special Needs Information Program, where we will schedule and complete a consultation with the family to discuss the resources and services they require, and then send them a resource email.
Perfect. You talked about some community partners that you collaborate with. Can you give us a few examples of those community partners you collaborate with through Kids Pathway Peel?
Sure. So Kids Pathways Peel is, again, a network of community partners comprised of Child Development and Resource Connection Peel, us being the front door to service coordination, but also includes other agencies like Carey's Place Autism Services, Brampton Calden Community Living Mississauga, Erin Oak Kids, and the Ontario At Home, which was formerly HCCSS.
Respite is such an important service to families that have loved ones with various types of needs. Can you explain what support InfoPeel provides in this regard?
Yep. So our team oversees Peel Respite Services. It is a free database that works towards connecting families or individuals in Peel with qualified respite providers. Both families and respite providers who are looking to join our database can sign up by visiting our InfoPeel website. So the first step in getting connected is to create either a family profile or a respite provider profile. The respite providers in our database go through a screening process, which means they're vetted by our respite facilitator. And then they must submit various documents to be active with our services. It is important to note that these individuals are not employees of CDRCP, rather are self-employed. So this means that families or individuals who are seeking respite contract the respite providers directly to discuss inquiries regarding the rate per hour, hours of care, and the supports they might be looking for. New families that submit a profile will receive a welcome package and a list of respite providers who match what they are looking for. So essentially, it's almost like a match making database. So once in our database, both families and respite providers can request to be matched as often as they like.
So I know that InfoPeel offers information to the entire community, whether that be the parents, educators, or other professionals. How can someone get in touch with InfoPeel to ask questions or even access services?
To get in touch with InfoPeel, you can visit our website and then choose the chat option. That's one way. You can also email us at contact@infopeel.ca or contact us via our phone lines by dialing 905-890-9432. For in-person, you can look at our CDRCP Instagram page for upcoming outreaches, or meet with a community information resource specialist in person at the events we go to.
So for families that are looking for childcare or early years program, what's the best way for them to start?
So it is the same for any family. They can reach out to us via phone lines, chat, and email with regards to their inquiries. So for example, if a family is looking for childcare, they can contact us by calling us, and then we will support by sending them a list of childcare centers nearby. We would need the postal code, the date of birth, and information on the program they are looking for. So that's whether they're looking for full-time programs, part-time, programs that are subsidized, any of those things. They can let us know during the call, and then we can provide the information via email.
Thank you, Aubrey. Can you walk me through what a typical intake process looks like with a new family from that initial call to InfoPeel to how the family will be contacted after that?
Yes. So before I go into the intake process, there are two ways that family can get connected with Kids Pathways Peel. They can either contact us to self-refer to the program where we gather all of the information, or a community professional can fill out the community referral form on their behalf and send it to our Kids Pathways Peel inbox. So after the referral process, we let the families know that we will be contacting them within 3 to 5 business days to send the steps to referral or the needed documents. So with Kids Pathways Peel, once we get the referral, it will either go to myself or my colleague Alia, and then we'll reach out to the families requesting for documents such as the diagnostic report, proof of residency, making sure that they reside within Peel, and then information about service coordination and the intake process. So once we receive all of the necessary documents, we review it to ensure they are eligible for Kids Pathways Peel, and then we proceed with booking the intake call. During the intake call, we will ask some questions and talk about their child's needs across various environments, formal supports, and success or challenges the family might be experiencing. Then at the end of the intake, we will address the goals discussed and how we can support.
To wrap us up, can you share how InfoPeel connects with other agencies?
Yeah, so we connect with other agencies through different platforms. We do outreach events, info sharing presentations, and then we do bookmark drop-offs as well to different organizations such as food banks, shelters, different community partners. Today, I'm actually going to a Start With a Smile event to welcome families that will be attending kindergarten in September. Last month, we did a peers info sharing presentation for Peel agencies such as EveryMind, BCCL, CLM, and Arano Kids. We often receive requests all throughout the year for us to do an outreach for different school events and community partnerships.
Perfect. And finally, are there any upcoming services or programs that listeners should be aware of?
We have the DSO webinar happening on August 13th from 6:30 to 7:30. That will be posted on our Special Needs Information Peel calendar as well as our Instagram page. So for any families or educators that's looking to, let families know about this specific webinar, you can let them know through those sites. So again, this is for families who are looking to apply for DSO, which is Developmental Service Ontario, or any questions regarding the application process or transition to adulthood. So all of our upcoming events, such as funding sessions, Disability Service Ontario, and other special needs or mental health related webinars can be found on our SNP calendar, which is on our website. We also share events from other community agencies on this calendar. So as long as they pertain to special needs or mental health supports, you can send it our way and then we can have it posted.
Thank you, Aubrey, for joining us today. That is all the time that we have. Thank you for tuning in to our first episode. Today, we cover the services that InfoPeel offers and how to access them. For the next episode, tune in to hear about the role of the Quality Initiative Mentors in the community. And a quick reminder to check out our professional learning opportunities on our website. Thank you again for listening. And don't forget to connect with us at CDRCP and all of our social media platforms. Take care, everyone, and until next time.
Reflective practice is a powerful tool for growth, and we encourage you to take a few moments to think critically about what you listened to today. If you found this episode helpful, share it with your colleagues. Creating a space for shared reflection supports stronger, more connected learning communities. We hope you will join us again on the next episode of the Learning Link Podcast.